Carson's imagination, because stories are better than singing. Carson J. Clark, typed by Popo. Once upon a time, a little green frog lived in a deep, murky pond. The pond was surrounded by shiny lily pads and was home to a great many of God's creatures. The frog liked to sing, especially when there was a full moon. He would croak. One day, the little frog was talking to his friend, the heron, when a pickup truck drove up and parked next to the pond. Plop! Went the frog, diving beneath the lilies, until he could determine if the man in the truck meant him harm. Whoosh! Went the heron, as he flew to the far side of the pond. Do you know what happened next? Yeah, said Carson. What happened? Asked Pop-Up. Uh-oh, said Carson. That's right, said Pop-Up. Happy to hear Carson was awake. He continued the story. The man in the pond walked toward the pond carrying a big net. He lowered the net into the water and started to pull out large clumps of lilies. Under the water, the little green frog kicked his big feet, swimming a bit closer so he could get a look at what the man from the truck was doing. Suddenly, the little frog discovered he was caught between a lily pad and the inside of the big net. Do you know what happened next? Yeah, said Carson. What happened? Asked Pop-Up. Uh-oh, said Carson. That's right, said Pop-Up. He continued the story. The man put the lilies in a small tank in the back of the truck and drove back into town. He did not know he had also caught a little green frog. In town, the man unloaded the tank in his garage and went into the house. The little green frog peeked his eyes up just to the surface of the water. Everything around him looked unfamiliar. He was scared. Would he ever see his friend the heron again? Do you know what happened next? Yeah, said Carson. What happened? Asked Pop-Up. Uh-oh, said Carson. That's right, said Pop-Up. And he continued the story. The little green frog knew he had to try and escape. It would be a long hop home, but he missed his pond and his friend the heron. Jumping out of the small tank, he soon discovered his bright green skin stood out against the gray garage floor. Everything around him was gray, the floor, the sidewalk, the road. If he started to hop outside, surely he would be discovered. Do you know what happened next? Yeah, said Carson. What happened? Asked Pop-Up. Uh-oh, said Carson. That's right, said Pop-Up. And he continued the story. The little green frog spotted a pile of dirt in the corner of the garage. He hopped over, hop, 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 and started rolling around in the dirt. His bright green skin started to look dull, dark, and dusty, the perfect cover for his escape. He hopped toward the open door, and with each hop, a little puff of dust could be seen. But he blended in almost perfectly. He hopped farther and farther down the road, sticking his nose up in the air, trying to smell the pond water of home. Do you know what happened next? Yeah, said Carson. What happened? Asked Pop-Up. Uh-oh, said Carson. That's right, said Pop-Up. He continued the story. In what seemed like hours, the tired little frog, who was no longer green, but dirty gray and brown, finally caught scent of his pond. He jumped closer and closer, just as a shadow passed over him. Do you know what happened next? Yeah, said Carson. What happened? Asked Pop-Up. Uh-oh, said Carson. That's right, said Pop-Up. And he continued the story. His friend the heron circled above and let out a cheerful screech. Happy to see his friend, the little green frog, returning to the pond. The frog took one last hop and plop! Into the water he went. The dirt that had been stuck to his shiny green skin was washed away as he dove deeper and deeper into the cool water of his home pond. He was so happy to be home that to this day, if you listen carefully, you can still hear him singing by the light of the moon. The end.